Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. What does God look like? Well, the answer, of course, depends upon your religion or culture. Nonetheless, anthropologists have identified two main factors that influence what God or gods look like. One of these factors is the control people feel they have over nature. If people feel they suffer or prosper at the whim of nature, they see power in everything that surrounds them, from rocks and trees to powerful animals. In their eyes, a supernatural force permeates the world, deserving of our awe. If people feel they have control over the world around them, control gained primarily through technology, the powers of nature are seen to wane, and we perceive humanity as godlike, influencing rather than being influenced by nature. As a consequence, our gods tend to take human form. They look like us, act like us, even dress like us. The more powerful we are, the fewer the gods we worship, until one god emerges as all-powerful. The second factor is related to the interplay between economics and gender. If males contribute more to the economics of the household than do their mates, deities are most often depicted as male. If men wear beards and dress in robes, so does God. If they are engaged in war, God is full of wrath at the enemy. If women contribute more to the economics of the household, deities are depicted as female. Rather than gods, there are goddesses. If women are perceived as nurturing and close to the earth, so is the goddess. So what does God look like? Us. Across cultures, we create him or her in our image.
The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.